If you are wondering just how serious Americans are about losing weight, then look no further than this sci-fi invention, a giant egg-shaped contraption called the Bod Pod.
It's an egg that you sit in, and there's an airtight seal on the door.
John Peters is chief strategist for the University of Colorado Anschutz Health and Wellness Center in Aurora. He's showing me around the two-year, $34 million facility.
It looks at how much air your body displaces. Basically, it looks at your volume. And if I know what you weigh, and I know your volume, I can determine your density. And density is directly proportional to how much fat and how much lean tissue you have.
This highly accurate $50,000 piece of equipment is the epitome of just how high-tech weight loss has become. And more businesses want a slice of this pie, including the show Extreme Weight Loss, which partially based its new season here.
And we weren't sure at first. We said, what are you talking about? And then once they explained a little bit more about what it was, once we learned that it was really about transformation and not about a contest, we say, wow, this sounds like a great opportunity.
An opportunity that's created other opportunities. This week, the center is launching a destination weight loss boot camp, which Extreme Weight Loss will help promote.
We're like an R&D center for wellness. This is where we do the research and we do the development, and then we work with a multitude of partners as the distribution system.
Even though it's struggling with its own obesity challenges, Colorado's image as the leanest state is translating into big money. About $3 billion are already coming in thanks to the state's ski industry, and there could be even more.
Globally, it's a very powerful brand.
And a key industry, according to Ken Lund, who is executive director of the Colorado Office of Economic Development and International Trade.
People want to be part of a healthy state, a healthy environment.
Broadly, the $40 billion industry includes traditional and alternative healthcare, natural food products, health information technology, research initiatives, fitness, and outdoor recreation. Although prevention and wellness is one of the smallest segments, a strategic action plan issued by Lund's office on the industry says it has great potential for growth.
Things like extreme weight loss are things that people want to know about. And so we think those kinds of things broadcast globally are good for Colorado's brand, that this is a place that focuses on health.
Outside the state, it also takes away some of the attention around legalized marijuana. And then there are the jobs.
One, two, three.
In Estes Park recently, Governor John Hickenlooper, Mayor Bill Pinkham, and Stanley Hotel owner John Cullen broke ground on a new 15,000-square-foot health and wellness facility focused on physical fitness and weight loss. When it's up and running, it could bring as many as 70 year-round jobs to the area.
To have ourselves affiliated with the Anschutz Wellness Center, where they've got 150 people just in research on this topic, it gives us a great opportunity to be their little brother and, quite frankly, put medical tourism on the map for the state of Colorado.
It will also feature a 50-room boutique hotel. The $30 million project will be a public-private effort between Cullen's Grand Heritage Hotel Group and Estes Park Medical Center. CEO Brian Herrig says Destination Wellness will provide a much-needed revenue boost to the medical center.
This gives us a new service line. It's a cash business. We talk about it being like a guided fishing trip. You pay half down, you pay half when you show up.
Similar projects from Grand Heritage are in the works for Colorado Springs, Telluride, and Denver. Back at the Anschutz Center, John Peters says another key part of the picture is how wellness is incorporated into the overall vacation experience.
It's integration. It's sort of bringing it to life in a way that it's not an artificial bolt-on thing anymore.
And with wellness tourism expected to grow to almost $680 billion worldwide over the next 3 years, Colorado entrepreneurs will have plenty of details to sweat over in the coming years. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.